最后一次在牛顿粤语堂讲道。
As many of you know, I'll be retiring at the end of October.
在座大部分人都应该知道我会在十月尾退休。
And even though I've shared about my retirement a year ago, the time is quickly approaching.
虽然我一年前已经同大家分享过我会退休，转眼间已经时日无多了。
I have about a month before I retire.
就一个月左右呢，我就退休了。
And in a church like ours, with seven services, it's taking me a while to preach at all the services to say goodbye.
作为一个有七个七堂崇拜的教会，我要去每一个堂会去讲再见呢，是需要一段时间的。
And I just want to say I feel blessed that this particular congregation has been growing.
我想同大家分享，我覺得真係一個神嘅祝福。呢個嘅堂會係一路嘅喺度增長。
I know that many of you work very hard in serving the church here。
當中有好多弟兄姊妹去為教會去努力侍奉。
And I'm blessed to have been the senior pastor when the Newton campus was started。
作為主任牧師，見到牛頓堂嘅開始，我覺得好受祝福。
And I've been praying and thinking about what to share in my last sermon。
最后一次的讲道，我一直以来都为此而去祷告。
And I've chosen to preach this goodbye sermon by Paul to the elders of Ephesus in Acts chapter 20.
我选择使用保罗在《使徒行传》第二十章向以弗所长老所讲的那篇离别讲道作为今日讲道的题目。
Paul is on his third missionary journey.
当时保罗就去第三次的宣教旅程。
So obviously this is toward the end of his life.
就是他人生当中的末段。
His missionary journey takes him through what we know as Asia Minor or modern day Turkey.
那次的宣教旅程将保罗带到去小亚细亚，就是今日的土耳其。
It's called Asia in the text.
圣经里面说是亚细亚。
Now Paul had spent 3 years ministering in Ephesus.
之前保罗曾经花过3年的时间在以弗所。
Ephesus was on the west coast of Asia Minor facing Greece.
以弗所就喺小亚细亚嘅西海岸面对希腊。
And this was the longest that he had spent in any one place, 3 years.
照我哋所知，系保罗停留喺一笪地方最长嘅时间。
And he evangelized, he taught, he encouraged the church at Ephesus.
他宣教，他讲道，亦都鼓励了以弗所的教会。
And it became a thriving church.
当时的教会是正在兴旺当中。
But Paul felt compelled to go back to Jerusalem.
但保罗就觉得他需要回到耶路撒冷。
But God revealed to him that if he went back to Jerusalem, he probably will never come back to Ephesus.
神就启示保罗话佢知佢如果去到耶路撒冷，就唔会再有机会翻去以弗所。
So Paul wanted to certainly say goodbye to the people at Ephesus.
所以保罗当然就想同以弗所嘅弟兄姊妹道别。
But they probably wanted to give him a goodbye party.
以弗所嘅嗰啲嘅信徒，相信亦都想为佢筹办一个嘅欢送会。
But he needed to go back to Jerusalem by the feast of Pentecost, according to verse 16.
根据第十六节，保罗需要赶及喺五旬节之前，翻到去耶路撒冷。
So instead, he called the elders of the church to meet him in Miletus.
所以保罗就选择叫教会嘅领袖去到米利都。
And this was a city on the ocean, about 35 miles south of Ephesus.
靠海嘅一个嘅城市喺以弗所南边35英里。
And as I mentioned, he called the elders of the church to meet him there.
当时保罗就是召集教会的长老在那里见他。
Now, elders doesn't mean just old people.
长老的意思不是说长辈。
They were actually a specific class, the highest level of leaders in the church.
就是教会最高的领袖。
Initially, the apostles were the leaders of the church.
最初使徒就是教会的长老。
But as the church grew, elders were appointed in each of the local churches.
之后教会增长， 長老就被委任喺每一個地區嘅教會裏邊。
And most likely they were older, more spiritually mature believers.
相信當中係比較年長、比較成熟嘅信徒。
And the New Testament uses the titles elder, overseer, and pastors interchangeably.
喺新約裏邊，長老、監督、牧師、執事係互相替換嘅呢啲字。
Now in his goodbye message.Paul instructs the elders on how to take care of the church.
就喺保罗临别之言里边，佢就教导长老点样去照顾教会。
And so that's why I picked this passage so that I could convey some of the same ideas to you.
我就拣选咗呢一段嘅经文，因为当中一啲嘅意思，亦都系我想同大家分享嘅。
How to take care of the church?
点样去照顾我哋嘅教会？
Now, there's certainly key differences between Paul's situation and my situation.
当然保罗的情况和我的情况是有点不同。
Certainly, I'm not an apostle like Paul.
首先我不好像保罗一样是一个使徒。
And I'm not planning to go away and never come back.
我不是说我要搬走了，永远都不回来。
In fact, I have no plans to move away at this point.
我暂时是完全没有计划去离开波士顿。
I am planning in November to go to the Philippines for about 2 weeks to help train up some ministers there.
我喺十一月会大概翻两个星期去菲律宾去训练当中嘅一啲年轻嘅传道人。
And I plan to remain active in ministry after my retirement.
我计划我喺退休之后依然活跃侍奉。
I just won't be senior pastor.
但我唔會係主任牧師咁解啫。
I hope to finish a book on parenting that I started many years ago.
好多年前，我開始寫一本關於親子嘅書，我打算完成。
And I'm certainly open to how the Lord leads in the future.
至於神點樣去帶領喺未來嘅日子咧，我係保持開放嘅態度。
But again, Paul's sermon has a lot of the things that I would like to share with you in how to take care of the church.
但係保羅嘅呢篇講道當中一啲嘅要素，我係想同大家分享嘅。
Now,You may say, well, I'm not a leader.
你可能說，咦，我不是領袖哦。
But in some sense, we're all leaders.
但是在某一個角度來說，我們每一個人都是領袖。
One definition of leadership is influence.
作為一個領袖，其中一個定義就是你影響別人。
And all of us influence other people.
我們大家每一個人都會影響別人。
We can be an older sister or younger sister.
可能是姐姐、妹妹。
We can be a mother or father.
可能是爸爸妈妈。
We can be a co-worker or a boss.
可能是一个同事或者上司。
We can be a neighbor or roommate.
可能是邻居或者室友。
But we all influence other people.
我们都会影响别人。
And so elders by their position have more influence, particularly in the church.
作為長老的當然在教會裏面有更大的影響。
But I believe Paul's words has application to all of us.
我相信保羅的這些話語對我們每個人都有應用的地方。
And I want to share with you three main ideas.
在今天這段經文裏面想跟大家分享三個重要的理念。
And you'll see them in your outline in your bulletin.
在會文的大綱裏面已經登出來。
And the first main point I want to share is that on how to take care of the church is to lead by example.
第一个关于怎样照顾教会的重点就是以身作则。
Now, a lot of times we think of particularly church leaders as people who preach a lot of things and say a lot of things.
一讲到教会的领袖，大家可能就想到可能要讲道啊，要讲很多东西。
But their lives are so important in terms of leadership.
但作為領袖的他們的生命是很重要。
And you note that in this passage in verse 18, Paul first of all just directs people to his own life.
在經文第十八節的裡面，保羅就提到他自己的生命。
He says, You yourselves know how I lived among you the whole time from the first day that I set foot in Asia.
你們知道自從我到亞細亞的日子以來，在你們中間始終為人如何。
Later in verse 28, he tells these elders, pay attention to yourselves and to all the flock.
之后在第28节，保罗提醒他们牧养教会的时候要为自己谨慎。
And so he's pointing to the lives of these leaders.
保罗所指的就是这些领袖的生命。
And I believe that he's telling them to follow Paul's example, his example, in three ways.
我相信保罗是想这些长老去跟从他榜样的其中三方面。
First, he wants them to follow his example with full commitment.
其中一样保罗的榜样就是凡事全力以赴。
Notice what Paul says in verse 24.
大家留意第24节保罗怎么说。
I do not account my life of any value or as precious to myself if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
第24节我却不以性命为念也不看为宝贵只要行完我的路程成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事证明神恩惠的福音。
Paul is fully committed to sharing the gospel, to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
证明神恩惠的福音，保罗是全力以赴咁去做。
He's done that ever since his conversion on the road to Damascus.
自从去大马色的路上中，保罗信主之后，保罗就一直是咁样做。
He's so fully committed that he's willing to endure hardship and persecution.
他是到到一个地步忍受患难和逼迫。
He's willing to even go to Jerusalem, even if it means his death.
他甚至愿意去到耶路撒冷为神的名去捐躯，亦都在所不计。
And Paul uses the metaphor of a race.
保罗在这里就用了一个比赛的比喻。
And of course, we here in Boston are very familiar with races and marathons.
在波士顿这里大家对比赛啊马拉松啊当然是非常熟悉了。
Now, when people come toward the end of the finish line, do they just slow down?
当他们跑步的时候接近终点线的时候这些选手是不是放慢脚步啊
No, they try to speed up. They try to give every ounce of energy they have left to finish strong.
不会他们是会竭尽全力去拼命冲线。
And that's what Paul is trying to tell us here.
保罗想我哋嘅知道嘅就系呢一点。
See, Paul was toward the end of his life.
保罗已经接近生命嘅尽头。
He's ready to retire.
佢已经准备咗退休啦。
He should be looking for a nice cottage on the shores of the Mediterranean Sea.
佢应该咧喺呢个地中海嘅海岸咧揾一间小屋。
He's done so much ministry.
他已经做了很多的事工。
And so if anyone deserves an enjoyable retirement, he should.
如果有人是值得去退休的，保罗当之无愧。
But that's not what Paul's writing here.
但保罗在这里的教导就不同了。
He says, I want to finish strong.
他说他要在临完结的时候是尽力所能。
I'm fully committed to the goal of sharing the good news.
当对传福音来说，他是会全力以赴。
And he's not...motivated by wealth or possessions.
他的推动力不是来自一些财富。
Verse 33 to 35 talk about the fact that he wasn't looking for money to become a minister.
由33至35节就讲，他做这么多嘢不是为了钱。
He wasn't thinking that he was going to be rich by being a minister.
他们说，你做一个的传道人就会发达了。
He used instead, his focus was on earning money so that he could be a blessing to other people.
他的焦点就是赚到钱能成为别人的祝福。
So Paul was fully committed to testifying of the gospel.
对传福音来说，保罗是全力以赴。
And the question is, what are we committed to?
我们又怎样呢?
I know many of you are older.
我们当中有些比较年长的。
And many of you are retired.
当中也都有很多退休了。
And so, are you just thinking that I'm just going to take it easy?
你是不是说我可以平淡地过晚年呢?
Or do we think that, oh, God can use me in my 60s and 70s and 80s?
要说我已经60岁、70岁、80岁了，神怎么可以使用我呢?
And so, we need to learn from Paul to be fully committed to sharing the gospel.
我要学习好像保罗那样全力以赴去传福音。
And, yes, you may not be a missionary or a pastor.
没错，我们当中可能不是传道，是宣教士或者是牧师。
But you are salt and light in your sphere of influence.
但是在你的范围里面，你成为神的盐和光。
It could be to your family.
可能是在家人面前。
It could be people at the senior center.
可能喺老人中心裏邊。
It could be at your workplace.
甚至喺你嘅職場裏邊。
So God uses you and wants you to be fully committed to sharing the gospel.
神係想使用你哋，讓你哋全力以赴去傳福音。
And then secondly, Paul wants not only for people to follow his example with full commitment, but also with full humility.
保罗唔单止想呢啲嘅长老学习佢点样去全力以赴，亦都想学习佢点样去充满谦卑。
Notice that in verse 19, Paul describes his life by as serving the Lord with all humility.
大家注意喺第十九节，保罗话服侍主凡事谦卑。
He didn't just say with humility; he says with all humility.
保罗冇话系全谦卑，系凡事谦卑。
So his humility was not a false humility or partial humility.
所以保罗嘅谦卑唔系局部嘅，亦都唔系假嘅。
So I know that many of us, particularly in Chinese background, we can pretend to be humble.
我哋呢啲有华人背景嘅，我哋成日都会扮谦卑。
But Paul was genuinely humble.
保罗系真正嘅谦卑。
He didn't just turn it on at certain times.
不是说有时就塌着。
He was serving the Lord with all humility.
他是凡事谦卑。
And again, Paul was a great missionary.
保罗的确是一个很伟大的宣教士。
I mean, so many people came to Christ because of Paul.
很多人信主是因为保罗。
He discipled so many people.
他为很多人去训练门徒。
He planted churches.
他創建了很多教會。
He wrote all these epistles that we now study.
寫了聖經裡面很多的書信。
But he did not boast.
但他從不誇口。
He did not see that he himself is so important.
他沒有說覺得自己很厲害。
Rather, he actually looked and recognized how feeble he was.
反而他看到自己是多麼脆弱。
Listen to what he wrote about himself.
大家聽下保羅點樣形容自己啊。
In 1 Corinthians 15:9, it says, "For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle."
喺哥林多前書十五章第九節咁話：我原是使徒中最小的，不配稱為使徒，因為我從前逼迫神的教會。
In Ephesians 3:8, he says, "I am the very least of all the saints."
喺以弗所書三章八節咁話：我本來比眾聖徒中最小的還少。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, he says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost.
之後喺提摩太前書一章十五節，保羅話：基督耶穌降世，為要拯救罪人，在罪人中我是個罪魁。
See, Paul did not have confidence in himself.
保羅對自己係冇信心。
He writes this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God.
在哥林多后书三章五节咁话，并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
So Paul led by his example, and he encourages these elders to lead by example.
保罗是以身作则，亦都鼓励长老以身作则。
He wants these elders to follow him in full commitment.
他希望这些的长老能够好像他一样全力以赴。
With full humility.
凡事谦卑。
But also with the full word of God.
同样亦都会充满神的话语。
We see this in verses 20 and 21.
在第二十和二十一节我们就看得到了。
For how I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable in teaching you in public from the house to house, testifying both to Jew and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们也知道，凡于你们有益的，我没有一样被毁不说的，或在众人面前，或在各人家里，我都教导你们，又对犹太人和希腊人证明向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。
And also in verse 26 and 27.
之后第26节同埋27节。
Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God.
所以我今日向你们证明， 你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上，因为神的旨意，我并没有一样被位不传给你们的。
Now you notice that he says twice that he was not going to shrink from doing something.
大家注意，保罗用咗嘅被位呢个字两次。
Now why would we shrink from doing something?
我哋点解会被位去做一啲事情呢？
It's because we're afraid of something.
通常就系因为我哋去惊。
We're afraid and therefore we avoid certain things.
因为我哋嘅惧怕，我哋就避免做一啲嘅事情。
So Paul says that there's a temptation to sometimes not say certain things from the Word of God.
保罗喺度就话，有时佢会受试探，一啲事情佢唔讲出嚟。
Because it might not be popular with people today.
因为讲出嚟可能就唔受欢迎啦。
For instance, talking about sin and hell and judgment.
譬如系讲关于罪、关于地狱、关于审判。
See, it's easy to talk about God's love.
好容易可以讲神嘅爱。
But when we talk about sin, we talk about judgment, people don't like to hear it.
但如果讲到罪、关于审判，通常人就唔中意听啦。
Some people want us to say, Jesus is the only way.
人会想听到我哋讲耶稣就系唯一嘅道路。
And that is not popular with people.
但对于某啲人嚟讲就唔会受欢迎啦。
Because they want to say that every way leads to heaven.
因为他们想听到的就是什么道路都可以去到天堂。
We can talk about things like sexual purity.
有时我们可以讲到关于贞操方面的事情。
Or things like money.
或者钱财。
Or racism.
或者种族歧视。
All these things the Bible addresses.
这些圣经都有提到。
And we should not shrink from sharing with people the full word of God.
讲整全福音信息来讲，我们不应该有任何的退缩。
Verse 26 alludes to the idea of being innocent of the blood.
在26节里面提到说罪不在我身上。
And this is actually a reference to Ezekiel chapter 33.
这里其实是讲到以西结书第33章。
You see, God had appointed Ezekiel to be a prophet.
神委派以西结做先知。
And one of the roles of the prophet was to be like a watchman on the walls of the city.
作为先知，他其中的责任就是在城墙上面做一个的守望者。
And if you're a watchman on the city, your job is to sound the alert when you see the enemy coming.
作为一个城市的守望者，当有敌人接近的时候，你就要吹号角去提醒人。
And if you didn't sound the alarm, you were obviously negligent at your job.
如果你冇发出警号嘅话，你就系疏忽咗你嘅责任啦。
But if you sound the alarm and people don't do anything, he's innocent of that because he did his job.
但如果你发出咗警号，啲人唔理嘅话，你就系无辜嘅。
And so Paul is using that picture even in this passage.
保罗就系用呢幅嘅图画喺呢段经文里边。
That he competently sounded the alarm on the enemy.
佢已经尽责向会中提到敌人嘅一个嘅警号。
He gave the full counsel of God.
将神完全嘅旨意去讲出。
And so he did his job, and it is innocent of people's blood.
佢尽咗佢嘅责任，所以佢系无辜嘅。
And this kind of leads to the second major point.
咁呢度我哋就可以睇到第二个嘅重点。
And that is to look out for spiritual wolves.
就系留意我哋灵性上边嘅豺狼。
He's telling the leaders of the church, follow my lead by example.
佢叫当中教会嘅领袖要以保罗为榜样。
But also look out for spiritual wolves.
亦都要留意灵性上边嘅豺狼。
We see this in verses 29 to 31.
在29至31节我们就看得到。
Says, I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间。不爱惜羊群， 就是你们中间也必有人起来说悔逆的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住地流泪劝戒你们各人。
So the spiritual wolves can come from both outside as well as inside.
这些灵性的豺狼可以在出面来，也都可能在里面来。
Now, back a couple of months ago, there was the August Moon Festival in Chinatown.
在几个礼拜之前，在华埠就有中秋的庆祝。
And one thing I noticed as I was walking around the different booths, I noticed that there were a lot more religious booths this year.
當我喺呢啲攤位度經過嘅時候，發覺今年係特別多呢啲有宗教色彩嘅攤位。
But most of them teach things that are contrary to the Bible.
但係佢哋嘅教導係同聖經有違反。
And some people may think, oh, it's good that you know people getting more religious.
可能有人會覺得，其實人哋對宗教嘅興趣係好事嚟嘅。
But they're also being taught the wrong things.
但係佢哋所得嘅教導係錯嘅。
And not only can the wolves be from outside, it can be inside.
这些豺狼除了在外面之外，也可能在里面。
That you notice here, it says that people, men in verse 30 says, arise men speaking twisted things.
三十节说，你们中间也必有人起来说悖逆的话。
So they start with the truth.
他们开始的时候讲真理。
But then they twist it.
之後就轉過嚟，
so it says something different.
扭曲咗之後就意思唔同咗。
And so we need to be warned as that there are spiritual wolves that are out there.
保罗就警告我哋喺灵性上边，喺内在内在内在外都有呢啲嘅豺狼。
And even Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said this.
耶稣在登山宝训亦都有以下的忠告。
In Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
马太福音七章十五节，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Now you need to understand that this imagery of wolves.Was very vivid in the minds of the people in the first century.
大家要注意呢个狼呢个嘅影像喺第一世纪嘅人当中系一个活灵活现嘅一个嘅影像。
If people see wolves in their backyard, it's on the news.
如果佢哋后院见到有豺狼咧，就会喺新闻出现啦。
But in those days, it was something fairly common.
但喺當時嘅社會其實係比較普遍。
And those wolves would tear apart the sheep.
呢啲豺狼會食咗呢啲嘅羊。
And so Paul, why did Paul use such a vivid image?
保羅點解用呢個嘅形象咧
？Because he wants us to understand how dangerous the false teaching is.
因為佢想對方知道呢個嘅嚴重性。
A few years ago, I was bitten by a dog.
幾年前我被狗咬到。
And I was just walking along with my wife.
我同我太太咧，即一路散步啦。
And someone was walking the dog in the opposite direction.
反方向就有人就帶咗狗行路。
All of a sudden, the dog just attacked me.
突然一隻狗咧就攻擊我。
And fortunately, he didn't draw any blood.
幸好咧我冇流血。
But it ripped my pants.
但係咧我條褲咧就俾咬爛咗啦。
And underneath, my whole body was black and blue.
咁咧，即係連只腳咧，亦都瘀曬。
And it was black and blue for months，
係持續咗幾個月嘅時間。
And that's without drawing any blood，
冇流到血，但係依然會有咁嚴重。
So imagine what a ravenous wolf does to sheep。
大家亦都可以想象下殘暴個狼點樣對待羊咧。
These wolves will just tear them apart。
这些狼呢非常之会对这些羊呢非常之凶狠。
And so Paul used this analogy, Jesus used this analogy.
所以保罗在这里用了比喻，正如耶稣用比喻一样。
They're trying to teach us how dangerous false teaching is.
对这些假的道理，警告我们他们的危险性。
So how do we identify false teaching?
我们怎么分得出什么是假的这些 先知所講嘅話咧
？Because as it says, these wolves can come in sheep's clothing.
因為佢哋會披上羊皮去接近我哋。
Well, I believe that we should do the same as people who try to detect counterfeit money.
我哋應該學習啲人點樣去分咩係偽鈔。
See, if you want to detect counterfeit money, you have to study the real money.
你要怎樣分辨偽鈔，你就要去熟悉真鈔是怎樣。
You need to know exactly all the details of what real money is.
要知道真鈔裡面所有的特質。
So when someone gives you a counterfeit money, then you can tell it's not real.
當人給一張偽鈔你的時候，你就可以立刻發現。
And so we as Christians, we need to know God's word so well.
作為基督徒，我們要好好熟悉神的話語。
So that when people try to teach you something's different, you can detect it right away.
當人哋向你講一啲假嘅道學嘅時候，你就立刻可以醒覺。
And so that's why people, all of you need to study God's word.
所以我哋當中每一個人都應該去學習神嘅話語。
You see, in the old days, they didn't have Bibles.
在古時的時候人沒有聖經。
The printing press was not invented yet.
印刷機都未發明。
They wrote everything by hand.
所有東西都是用手寫。
It was very precious. Very few people had the word of God at their disposal.
是非常珍貴，很少人他們自己可以讀到聖經。
Today we can carry the Bible in our cell phone, right?
今天我們手機上面就有聖經了。
And so the responsibility is not on the teacher as it was in the first century, it's on us today.
所以同第一世紀唔同，而家嘅責任唔係在於老師，係在於我哋自己。
And we can go to Sunday school.
我哋可以去主一學。
We can study on our own.
我哋可以自己靈修。
We can watch and listen to videos on our devices.
我們可以用我們的這些電子儀器可以看到很多不同的講道。
And we need to be understanding that there are false teachers who are like wolves that are out there.
我們要明白在外面有一些好像豺狼一樣的教師。
And you need to be alert and know God's word very, very well.
我們的責任就是對神的話語非常熟悉。
The last thing that Paul says to the leaders at Ephesus is found in verse 32.
保罗对以弗所长老讲的最后一样事就发在32节找到。
Verse 32 says, And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道這道能建立你們，叫你們和一切成聖的人同得基業。
See, probably as Paul was saying, I'm leaving and probably never coming back, the people were saying, Oh, Paul, please don't leave.
保羅就說了，我現在要離開你們了，不回來了。那人可能說，保羅你不要走吧。
And Paul might have felt himself, Oh, maybe I shouldn't leave. These people are vulnerable. There are fierce wolves out there.
保羅可能就會跟自己說，哎呀，其實我可能不應該離開的。外面有這麼多的豺狼。
But his third point is to entrust the church to God and his word.
但他第三個的重點就是要將教會托付給神和他的話語。
In other words, he's saying, Yes, I've done all that I can, and now I'm leaving it to the Lord.
就好像說保羅在這裡說，我已經竭盡所能，剩下的要交給神。
You see, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 these words.
在哥林多前书第三章保罗咁写。
He says, What then is Apollos? What is Paul? Servants through whom you believe, as the Lord assigned to each. I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
阿波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事神所照神所赐给他们各人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，阿波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他成长。
See, Apollos was a very gifted preacher.
阿波罗是一个非常有恩赐的讲道者。
And Paul, we know, is this gifted missionary and apostle.
保罗是一个非常有恩赐的宣道家和一个讲道家。
And each played a part in the growth of the church.
在教会成长里面，他们每人有不同的角色。
But Paul says God gave the growth.
但是保罗说唯有神叫他成长。
So right now we still haven't decided who the new senior pastor will be.
在这一刻我们还没决定哪个会是新任的主任牧师。
But if I were to announce to you today who the new senior pastor would be,
如果我今天告诉大家听新任的主任牧师是谁的话，
Don't trust him.
不要信他。
In the sense that you need to trust God instead.
大家要信神。
Because he's just a human leader.
因为人始终是人。
We have a very good pastoral staff team.
我们有一班非常之好的教牧团队。
But don't depend on them.
也都不要靠他们。
Depend upon God.
要靠神。
Because our future is not dependent on any human leaders.
我们教会的未来不是要依赖一些人的这些领袖。
It's dependent upon God and His Word.
要依赖神和神的话语。
And therefore we need to act this way.
所以我们就要坐言起行。
We shouldn't have any anxiety about the future.
我们对未来不应该有任何的忧虑。
We should have faith that God will provide.
我们要有信心神会供应。
That we have quiet confidence in what the Lord will do.
对神将会怎样做，我们要保持平静安稳。
And I think we also reflect this in our prayers as well.
我们在祷告上面也都这样表露。
That we are praying, recognizing it's up to God.
我们的祷告里面是要承认神掌管。
Yes, we would like to know who the new leader is going to be.
我们当然想知道我们新的领袖会是谁。
But ultimately, we have to trust God.
但最终我们要信靠神。
And that's what Paul was saying to his leaders.
保罗就是这样去教导教会的领袖。
Yes, he is entrusting them into the hands of the Lord.
他是将这个教会去交给神。
Remember, Jesus himself said in Matthew 16:18, Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Our church has been blessed with Pastor Tan, who started the church.
我们教会因为谭牧师创办我们教会而得到祝福。
Then after he retired, Pastor Fung took his place.
谭牧师退咗休之后，冯牧师就接手。
And after Pastor Fung retired, I took his place.
冯牧师退休之后，我就接手。
And we all played a part.
我哋每人亦都扮演咗唔同角色。
In helping to see the church grow.
帮助教会成长。
But ultimately, it is God's work.
但系最终系神嘅工作。
And so our dependence is not on human leaders; it's on God. And so, this I want to particularly leave us entrusting the church in God's hands.
我哋将我哋环保道会去交喺神嘅手上。
So hopefully, you'll remember my last sermon.
希望大家记得我呢篇最后嘅讲道。
That you need to lead by example, all of us.
我哋每一个人要以身作则。
That we cannot be just talking about the Christian life, we need to live it out.
我们不单要懂讲道，要行道。
We cannot be hypocrites, particularly in this day and age.
在今时今日不能够做伪君子。
And we need to lead with full commitment.
我们凡事要全力以赴。
With full humility.
要凡事谦卑。
And with the full message of God's word.
要神的话语里面要完完全全的去讲出。
We need to look out for spiritual wolves.
我们都要留意灵性上面的豺狼。
We live in a very dangerous part of the United States.
我们在美国这个地方来讲，会是一个危险的地方。
There are very few Bible believing churches in this area.
在这一带信圣经的教会其实不多。
And so we need to know God's word so well.
所以我们要非常熟悉神的话语。
And then we need to entrust the church to God and His word.
我们都要将教会托付于神和他的话语。
And that is reflected in our faith and in our prayers.
在我们的信心，我们的祷告也都是应该去表露出来。
So let's bow together in prayer.
我们现在低头祈祷。
Father, I pray particularly for this Newton Cantonese congregation.
父神啊, 我为到牛顿粤语堂祈祷。
I thank you that it has grown to this size.
感谢神让到这个会众的人数增加到现今的地步。
We thank you that many people have come to Christ and been baptized.
感谢神, 在我们当中有人信主受洗。
But there is still so much work to be done.
但是要做的工作依然很多。
And so I pray that you would help them to lead by example with full commitment to you.
祈求神帮助会众可以以身作则去全力以赴。
Pray that you protect them against spiritual wolves.
希望神保守他们去免受这些灵性上的豺狼的攻击。
And that ultimately their faith and trust is not in human leaders but upon you.
最终他们不是依赖人, 而是依赖神。
Give them the faith that they need.
给他们有足够的信心,
build up their prayer life.
将他们祷告生命能够好好建造,
and trust them into your hands.
我将教会托付给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。